Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Financial Literacy Month has come and gone. Coming up, Peter Hansen, me, takes the hot seat for a pop quiz from the advisor about what they have learned. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Joining me today, Pete Hansen. Pete's with Northern Alliance Financial. NAFinancialAdvisors.com is the website. Pete's been helping folks for nearly 20 years, an independent fiduciary at Northern Alliance Financial. Hey, Pete, what's going on?
Hey, Steve. It's good to be back this week. A lot's going on. We've been running multiple workshops. We had some just this past week with great success over at the library in Saco. And then we have some more coming up. So, you know, remind folks that they can check out the website. Those have been updated and they can look to see, you know, we're covering the majority of the state of Maine. If you want to take a peek and see what we're up to, find a workshop and just register through our office.
That sounds great. You make it sound easy, Pete. Let's see. That's NAFinancialAdvisors.com. NAFinancialAdvisors.com. Well, this is going to be a fun one. We are going to play a little bit of a game show, and it's going to be in the theme of Family Feud, except we're going to play it a little different. We're going to call it Family Financial Feud.
Oh, boy.
All right, Pete, you ready?
Ready.
All right. So what we're going to get into here is a little bit of surveys. The 2023 EBRI, the Employee Benefit Research Institute Retirement Confidence Survey. They've been doing that survey for a long, long time. And this is one that people really, I think it really kind of plays out. When we talk about confidence in retirement, it's not so good today. We talked to 1,011 working American adults. They were surveyed about retirement. Three top answers. What do you think the top answer would be of folks who are not confident about retirement?
I can give you what most folks say when they either come in to see us or we meet them after the workshops. Most folks ask the question, you know, do I have enough to retire? I'm afraid of not having enough money to last me. Oh, I won.
You won. Yes. There we go. Now it catches up. You're right. And again, that was at 66% not keeping up with the cost of living. That obviously is another one.
Keeping up with the cost of living. Sure.
And then debt levels, managing debt levels. That's something we always talk about, Peter.
Yeah. A lot of people, when they're approaching retirement, they will ask, you know, what should I pay off my mortgage? That's one question. It's great to go into retirement without having any debt, but sometimes it still makes sense to carry a little bit. But for the most part, you want to get rid of your debt before approaching retirement just so that you can feel comfortable.
Yeah, of course. And folks, if you want to get a head start, give me a call. It's 833-856-1384. That's the number that'll get you through. And so here's another question for you. They surveyed 587 working Americans who said they were not confident about their ability to retire comfortably. And again, it goes back to the same kind of thing, doesn't it? Wouldn't you think the top answer would be not getting any?
Again, sounds pretty similar to not having enough money in retirement, or maybe they haven't saved enough.
Right. And again, there you go. So inflation is also a concern, right?
Yeah, inflation is a huge, especially now. Since 2022, we've seen a lot of people coming in, and of course, they're asking, you know, how do we combat inflation? Well, you just kind of have to go with it, but there's certain things you can structure within to your portfolio to kind of mitigate the effects of inflation.
Sure.
But yeah, that's definitely important. Yeah,
and I think there's a fear of recession. We're always talking about a recession. Is there going to be one? Isn't there going to be one? I don't know that there's even a consensus out there, but it could happen.
According to in my definition of recession, we've hit a recession.
We're already there.
Yeah, for the most part.
Sure. And then, again, folks who find themselves without a job or no or low income. But again, the numbers drop off there. Being unprepared with little or no savings, that was 40%. It drops pretty quickly then to 29% at inflation.
Yeah, it comes right back down to the first question. Do I have enough money to retire?
Right.
It depends on so many things, but you know, what is your debt level? What do you have saved? And what are your expenses going to be? Yeah, you'll want to have a plan and managing your budget against your expenses and live the lifestyle that you want to live. So therefore, planning needs to come into place.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, so how often does someone come in, sit down, and have that idea of what they're going to spend in retirement? I mean,
every day.
Monthly basis.
Yeah, every day, multiple times a day.
Well, I know, but do they know the answer?
Oh, well, sometimes they come in with a plan. More often than not, they're coming in to see us to see what we have to say. Sometimes they've got a plan and they want to get a second opinion. But more often than not, you know, they've heard us on the radio or been to one of our workshops, but they want to see what, you know, a fiduciary advisor has to say about what, you know, what we would advise them to do.
Right. Absolutely. And so now here's another one. This is a big one. They surveyed 1,153 working Americans, said they were not confident about their ability to live comfortably through retirement. And what that really steers us to is, what do you think, Peter? I mean, it's what do you think is that number one concern?
The number one concern? Well, we do have a lot of people that are very concerned with not having a pension and or, you know, the constant income of Social Security. They say, is it going to be there for me to retire?
Yeah, that's right. And again, I think that's really kind of what the number one answer is, but my bell won't ring, so hell.
Ding.
Well, just go, yeah, ding. Well, yeah, it is. It's Social Security, of course. But that really isn't necessarily a fear that anybody who is close to retirement, I mean, if you're 15 years from retirement, I don't think you're going to have to worry about Social Security. That's my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a concern for folks. I mean, who knows what they're going to do? You know, we have to stay abreast of what, you know, the rules and regulations are and what's coming down the pike. And what I've been reading is, you know, for folks that are currently taking Social Security or due to take it, they're going to be grandfathered in. But for future generations, it could be that, you know, they might get 77 cents on the dollar for a while or, you know, 73 cents on the dollar. But I don't think that anyone that is coming up on Social Security has anything to worry about.
Sure.
I don't think it's going to be there in the version it is now for my kids. I'll say that.
Okay, sure. Yeah, again, so like my 18-year-old granddaughter, she should worry.
Yeah, well, she should plan on the outside. Yeah.
I guess that's the motivation. Again, I wish that was a message that young folks could kind of get just so they would start saving earlier.
Oh, gosh, there's such a lack of education, financial education for kids in school. I mean, my wife is a CPA. I do what I do. So, of course, we're, you know, hounding our kids about the importance of saving and what a dramatic effect it can be if they were to just start, you know, when they're 18 years old, just start saving. Because a big concern is Social Security going forward. Will it be there for them?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some version of it, but I don't think it's going to be healthy as it is right now.
Well, folks are also concerned about that workplace retirement plan. I know a lot of places don't have anything. Some have 401k. Some have IRAs, but if you don't have any, I can see why that's a concern, because it becomes a discipline thing, doesn't it, if we've got to do it on our own.
It does. And again, there's a lack of financial education out there. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we're running workshops. We run them from, you know, Kittery, Maine up to the top at Madawaska. We haven't been up in those areas for a while, but the southern Maine, down east area, we've got these things running all the time, you know. We are finding more and more people coming in with a little bit more financial literacy only because of, look what happened in 2022. They're really wanting to understand why this happened and how it doesn't happen again to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and yeah, because that was a bit of an eye opener. Not only was it COVID, but I mean, there was inflation and there was, you know, market fluctuation, to say the least.
Oh, well, gosh, the market dropped over 20%. Just the S&P alone dropped over 20% in 2022. And what was worse was typically, you know, when the stocks aren't doing well, you have some sort of leverage or safety there in bonds. Bonds, it was the worst bond year since, I think, the 1960s. It was awful. It was a perfect storm. The Feds had to raise interest rates to combat inflation, and therefore the bond values were dropping. But it was a perfect storm. So people are waking up. They're saying, gosh, you know, we have to have provisions in our plan. Certain levels of safety.
Sure. And since the demise of pensions, we really are in charge of our own income in retirement.
That's right. You know, I was reading just the other day that less than 12% of working Americans have a pension. And chances are they only have a pension if they've been at a job for a long period of time that started a pension 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
you know, that guaranteed income just isn't there for most people in the workplace. You know, pensions have been replaced with the 401k or the 403b. So there's an awful lot of extra work on the side of the employee to actually start saving, as opposed to, you know, my parents had pensions. I don't have a pension. I've got to do it on my own.
Exactly. Well, yeah. And so, all right, we have time for one more here. I love this one. There were 2,537 working and retired Americans that were surveyed. Top five answers. Who do they trust most with their finances?
Oh, some people will come in and they'll say that, you know, their father gave them great advice. I would hope that most people would, you know, put faith in some sort of a financial professional.
Well, yes. Okay. That was for the first answer you gave, because, you know, your second cousin is not going to be the right one. But you're right. I think they should be. I mean, folks, if you want to trust somebody with your money, an independent fiduciary advisor with a lot of experience. Hello. I think that's Pete.
Geez, well, I did pretty well on the survey so far.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, again, I mean, that really kind of is what it comes down to. And because I think we do need to trust somebody, because one, it's our money. And two, even though we're retiring, we've done it before. And you do it all the time.
We do. And, you know, what's tough is that for the general public, you know, they can go to four or five different places and get four or five different recommendations on what to do with their assets. It really depends on who they're meeting with. We kind of pride ourselves on carrying the fiduciary model, which means that when we're meeting with a potential client or client, we can only make a recommendation if, in fact, it's in their best interest. And I'm not saying that brokers or other people don't have that in their mind, but we have a legal responsibility if it's in somebody's best interest to walk away from us, we have to let them know. So you're doing fine. So be careful who you meet with. You know, go gather the advice. But I think the advice of a true financial professional is priceless.
833-856-1384. And on that note, Pete, let's go ahead and wrap up this segment. We'll take a quick break, come back, and continue our conversation.
Sounds good, Steve.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great, folks. Do take advantage of what they're offering here today, a chance to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together. Pete's there for you. He understands. He can take that complex world, turn it into something that really makes sense. Here's your chance to get a true, practical financial review. And if you're listening, just give us a call. It's 833-856-1384. You'll get that comprehensive financial review. You'll see where you are today, but more importantly, you'll find that you now have a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be. 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
If you are within 5 to 10 years of retirement, it's important to carefully review and adjust your financial plan to ensure a smooth transition in retirement. When we come back, we've got some advice and considerations for individuals in this stage of their retirement planning.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Grandpa, how come you don't have to go to work anymore?
Oh, well, that's because I was smart and got the help I needed to get a retirement plan together. I met with a professional who took all that money I'd saved and all those investments and turned it into, well, you know what a paycheck is, right? Well, they built a retirement paycheck. That's why I don't have to work. Living the good life. Your grandma's going to be fine, too.
I want to be like you. I'm going to do that, too.
The proper growth, protection, and income strategies. Vital for your retirement. Talk to a professional about the best custom strategies for you and your retirement. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. Lance Gilman, Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
We're back on Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Peter Hansen is here. Peter is an independent fiduciary. He's been helping folks for almost 20 years. And so you are also a published poet. I know I just have that in my notes here. So is that something you do today, or is that something that happened a bit ago?
That's not something I do today. Okay. When I started getting into this field, someone says, you know, you have to write about yourself. So I just pushed that in there. But when I was in college, I had two majors. One was business, the other one was philosophy. But I like to write. So yeah. I, you know, entered a couple contests and I got a couple things published. And so although it's true, I certainly don't tout it anymore. But thanks, Steve.
But still, it's kind of a cool accomplishment. It's something that, you know, I mean, I'm guessing you can kind of get a little romantic with your wife there and write her a nice poem, huh?
It's a conversation piece, anyway.
Okay. Well, let's jump into this. We're talking about people 5 to 10 years before retirement, and that really is that ramp, if you will, the runway. And if we're looking at 10 years before retirement, it really is a great opportunity to sit down with somebody like you, Peter, and map this whole thing out. And it starts with figuring out what do we have and where is it?
Yeah, it's very important to actually have a plan. You know, in the earlier stages of your working career, you're in what's called the accumulation phase, you know, where you're doing your job, you're contributing to your 401k, your 403b, or if you're self-employed, hopefully you've got a SEP or some sort of retirement vehicle that you're making consistent contributions to. But And also, your investment style is different than it will be when you plan to retire. You want to be a little bit more aggressive when you are in your, you know, accumulation phase. But as you near, you know, your retirement years, you want to start maybe dialing back some of that aggression so that if there is a market downturn, you're not hit as hard. You want to start putting certain investment or retirement vehicles in place, things like, you know, fixed income vehicles that can actually sustain you throughout a downturn in the market. So it's important to start formulating a plan.
Sure. And again, to start your own plan, folks, it takes a phone call. Just give us a call here, 833-856-1384. So once we've determined what our savings are, where they are, and now we have to kind of get into that B word, the budget. And as much as people don't like that, it's a reality that we have to face, and it's surely not as difficult as people think.
It's certainly not difficult to formulate a budget, but unfortunately, we have an awful lot of people coming in and meeting with us where, you know, sometimes they don't have an understanding of what they're spending. And that's one of the most important factors is what are you spending now, money on now, given that this is hopefully before retirement? And then what will that look like once, in fact, you retire? You know, there are expenses you have when you're in your working years that maybe you won't have in retirement. And hopefully there's expenses in your retirement years that you don't have now, things like buying an RV or planning for a vacation home or just planning for vacations. So having an understanding of what you're going to be spending in retirement is crucial to formulating a plan. No one has a crystal ball, but we have to come up with a plan as to, you know, so that you can live the lifestyle that you want.
Absolutely. And so once we develop that budget and we know where our money is, now let's talk about investments, because a lot of folks have that brokerage account or that investment account. How do we maintain that? And what do we do as we get older?
Well, I think I mentioned earlier, you certainly want to start dialing back the aggression on the investment account and put certain safety provisions in. You know, you can't plan for, you can't predict what's going to happen in the market. But one thing we do know is that, you know, if you're 55, 60, we're going to have two or three, maybe four more downturns in your lifetime with, you know, how long people are living now. We have to plan for that. So there's certain things that we can incorporate and that we do this all the time into people's portfolios so that when we do have another 2022 where the market drops 20%, you're less affected. You know, it's not going to wipe you out. You can still maintain that budget that we created. That income plan is still going to be there for you. So it's very important to be doing that. And I tell you, we pride ourselves on the fact that when 2022 happened, yeah, sure, some of the market equity was down on the downside, but there were provisions we put into place where that income stream was still there. They didn't skip a beat as far as, you know, generating the income to give them the lifestyle that they want.
But that's the way you lay out a plan too, Peter, is that you plan it out so that we can, as a client, we can look at our plan and say, all right, this is how much money I'll have this year, this year, this year, on into retirement, right? I mean, that's the beauty of what you do.
That's the goal. We have, of course, we do it mathematically on paper. We go ahead and enter it into the computer systems. We plan the market downturns because we know that it's going to happen. You know, if you look at the Dow over the last 100 years, it's an average about 7 to 8 years on the upside, and then 1.5 years on the downside, and then 7 to 8 years on the upside, then 1.5 years. We know it's going to happen. We were 10.5 years in an up cycle. So although we didn't know when it was going to happen, we had planned for the 2022. We knew it was going to happen at some point. So we had provisions in our clients' portfolios, without a doubt.
Well, I know that. I mean, I've been doing the show for you guys, or with you guys, for almost 5 years. And even 5 years ago, Kevin Frisbee was saying, we've got a plan for inflation. We don't know when, but it's going to happen. Right. I mean, you guys have been talking about it for at least that long, probably before that.
Interest rates were at zero for, it seems like forever. I mean, when's the last time you got a good CD? Was it in the 80s or early 90s? I mean, it was forever ago. I remember when I was a kid, both my parents were bankers here in Biddeford. And, you know, if I used to get $100 from an app, my father would take it right to the bank and go get 8% in a CD. You know, I'd want to go spend it, but that's what he would do.
Yeah.
Because that was the case. But we were in a low inflation rate for a long time. So that was due as well. So we put these contingencies into people's portfolios so that when that happens, they're very happy. They can continue their lifestyle. They can continue with retirement in case they live to 100. We hope they do.
We hope they do. 833-856-1384 is the number. And we're talking about 5 to 10 years before retirement and things that we should be doing. One of the things, when you turn 50, and I know some people kind of freak out with the big 5-0, but hey, you should be jumping up and down because you can contribute a lot more into your retirement, so your future self will thank you.
Yes, I turned 50 this summer.
Oh,
and of course, my doctor reminded me. She said, "Don't forget, you turned 50. We've got an exam coming."
That's right.
But also, when you turn 50, yeah, you can make the extra contributions to your retirement plans, which is a huge deal. You got some catch-up provisions. You know, you can't manage the market, but there's so many things you can manage. You can control your emergency fund. You know, when planning for retirement, you can manage and prepare for how you and or your spouse, you know, plan for Social Security. If you take it early, you're going to make less. If you take it later, you're going to make more. You know, there's an 8% bump for every year you delay your Social Security beyond your full retirement age. You can plan for how you manage your health care. In other words, it's differences between Medicare supplement plans and Medicare Advantage plans. These are all things to take into account. And these are all topics that we talk about when folks come in. We consider ourselves holistic, so that we don't want to just know what's in somebody's portfolio and get paid to advise on what to do with that. We have to address the budget, the Social Security, the taxes, long-term care, estate planning, before we even get into someone's portfolio and start, you know, making suggestions on that. There's so much that goes into it, but there's so much you can control, even though you can't control the market.
I get it. And so especially with Social Security, that's something that you guys do really well is give us that analysis of what our Social Security potential is. And you use it, especially if it's a couple. I mean, that's a big, big decision. Probably one of the biggest they'll make in retirement is when to claim Social Security.
That's usually the biggest bucket. People, they don't think of it that way. But that's if you live and have any longevity in your future, Social Security would probably be the largest amount of income that you're going to be receiving. Unfortunately, it's taxed. It didn't used to be. But and thanks for bringing that up. Everybody that comes in, we do run a Social Security report for them, unless they've already filed. Hopefully they haven't. But if they have, we work with that. But if they haven't filed, especially a married couple, we're going to run a Social Security analysis, which gives 3 to 4 different options so that they can see, gosh, if one were to file and the other one were to delay, or you know, if you were to wait a few more years, look at the difference it makes in the total outcome within your retirement planning. So that we take it very seriously. And we don't work for the Social Security Administration, but we certainly give advice on how to file. But our office in Saco used to be in the Social Security office right on Main Street. We had to move to a larger facility, but we would send our clients to Social Security first, and they'd come down to floor 3 and they'd say, all that Social Security could tell me is, if I want to file, here's how to do it. They couldn't make suggestions. And I understand that. They don't know that client's outside, aspects of what they want to do in retirement. But we do. So we take it seriously, and we do a planning report for everybody.
Yeah. And that's part of that no cost, no obligation, sit down with you guys. I mean, that's fantastic. So we're going to claim Social Security, make sure that strategy is good. Here's another one. And this is a little trickier, I think, and that is assessing our health care needs. I mean, if we're healthy at 50, what happens? I mean, how do we anticipate what happens when we're 60 or 70 or 80?
Well, you can't anticipate. What you have to do is plan for what, because healthcare is many different topics. You're talking about, your health insurance. I've got two couples right now that I'm working with, and none of them are 65 yet, but they want to retire. Well, how do you do that if, in fact, because that's usually the biggest hurdle, is
right.
I want to wait to retire until I'm Medicare eligible because I'm getting my healthcare through my employer right now. That's usually the case. But I've got two sets of couples right now that I'm working with. They're 62 and 63, and they're serious about retiring. Well, you can still do it. There's some serious planning that comes into place. And I used to be a health insurance agent. A couple of us were. So we can go onto the Affordable Care Act, healthcare.gov, adjust their adjusted gross income, and actually make it affordable for them to retire and still have a decent plan at a reasonable premium. So healthcare is a huge topic, and not even to mention the healthcare as far as long-term care. What if you end up in a nursing facility? So it's an awfully big topic that we talk about, sometimes two or three appointments before we start pulling the trigger on their retirement assets.
Sure. And that gets into when we're talking about a plan for tax efficient withdrawals. We talk tax strategy too, because in retirement, tax it's always tax day in retirement. That's the takeaway, right?
That's right. You can't avoid them. Sometimes you can mitigate them. We certainly do an awful lot with the topic of Roth conversions. When we have people that are going to be in a higher tax bracket than they were thinking that they would be in retirement, and we have a fair amount of those clients, we're always bringing up the topic of, does it make sense to start doing Roth conversions to get some of this forever tax dollars converted over to what we call never tax dollars?
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly need, you want to step on this cautiously because you want to make sure that you're doing it appropriately. I think I've told you this story before. I had somebody that called from one of our radio shows. This was about a year and a half ago, from Massachusetts. I think they were traveling through Maine. They heard the show and they called up the next Monday and they said, do you folks handle Roth conversions? And I said, yes. She says, good. Can you reverse mine? And I said, well, what do you mean? And unfortunately, she had gotten advice, her and her husband, to convert all of their qualified funds into Roth monies, but they did it all in 1 year, and their tax burden was over $100,000. Yeah. So Roth conversion is a beautiful tool, but you have to be careful when doing it. So speak with a financial professional, or if not an accountant, before you do that. Yeah.
Well, Peter, oddly enough, we're going to talk about Roth conversions in the next segment. And to get us there, let's take a quick break. How about it?
Sounds good, Steve.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review, completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, you want to take advantage of this? It's complimentary. Give us a call right now, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
You've got a 401k, and that's great. When we come back, we'll dig into why having a Roth IRA to complement it could be just what the retirement doctor ordered. Details after this.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
We're back on Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Peter Hansen is here. Peter has been helping folks for pretty much 20 years getting to and through retirement. Yes, he's an independent. Yes, he's a fiduciary. So you got all of that stuff going. And he's a phone call away. Give us a call right now, 833-856-1384. So, Peter, we were just talking about Roth conversions and whether it's a good idea or whether it makes sense for somebody. I know it doesn't make sense for everybody, but it's worth having the conversation just to see.
We want to run everyone's situation through the possibility of incorporating a Roth. And again, sometimes it doesn't make sense. But we've had a fair amount of people, you know, coming in where their income in retirement actually may exceed the income that they had while they were working. I know it sounds funny, but that happens sometimes.
Well, I'd like it to happen to me.
Yeah. Well, if it does, now we've got some serious planning to take into account. Because if you have these forever tax dollars, which would be things like IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, we want to slowly start converting some of that in a systematic laddering fashion over the next, you know, however many years. So that, you know, those dollars will never be taxed. Now, it doesn't have to be someone's entire portfolio, but it should be a portion of their portfolio so that in years when they do have a high tax burden, they can draw from these tax dollars to actually keep them within their tax bracket. And there's a lot to it, but that's certainly what we're focusing on.
That's kind of the tip of the iceberg, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
And let's talk about some of the particulars of a Roth that maybe folks aren't aware of. And I guess I didn't realize this, that you can access your contributions anytime, even before the five-year rule is in play, or while the five-year rule is in play. You can't take the profits, you can't take the gains, but you can take the what you put into out, right?
Yeah, I would say, you know, in a pinch, we wouldn't suggest doing that. But
no,
if you had to, if you think of it, the dollars that you're putting into a Roth are after tax, your contributions. So therefore, they've never been taxed. So there's no tax consequence to if you need to withdraw them. But again, reaching into your Roth is really never an ideal situation. But if you can withdraw the contributions you've submitted, because the government doesn't care, they can't tax you on it anyway.
Right. They can't tax you. Hey, you got them free and clear there. So let's talk about once we do retire, or once we get beyond that five-year rule, and we're, you know, ready to retire at 65, whatever it might be, then that money comes out tax-free. And boy, oh boy, once we start talking about income that's tax-free, I like that.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the whole purpose behind contributions to a Roth after the 5 year. You don't get taxed on your contributions. You don't get taxed on your gains. Well, you've already paid taxes on your contributions, but you don't get taxed on your gains. There's no taxes on the withdrawals. So it's just nice to have at least that bucket so that you can, let's say that you do inherit an IRA and you have to start taking distributions within the next 10 years if it's a non-spousal IRA. Well, you know, you have this Roth bucket to draw from, in which you don't have to pay taxes on. So hopefully it won't bump you into the next tax bracket. And it's not necessarily detrimental if in fact it does, but you want to have flexibility in your retirement. That's what the Roth gives you an advantage of.
Sure.
Is for your future planning.
So Peter, the Roth and the Roth conversions that you're talking about, that really is the new way or the adjusted way to pass on generational wealth, is get that into a Roth so that the people we leave behind are not, you know, burdened with the taxes. Because as you mentioned, you got to take it out inside of 10 years.
That's right. I mean, that's the wonderful nuances of a Roth, is that it is never taxed. So if you're going to leave, if you have a significant amount of assets that you're not going to spend within your lifetime, and it's in a Roth chassis, when that actually gets, you know, extended over to your heirs, to the people that, you know, you're going to leave this to, they don't have to pay taxes on it either. It's absolutely brilliant. You know, there's a lot of things that people with serious means with the advice of their financial professional or their tax professional, in which they can leave money to children, to grandkids, and where there's no tax burden. This and as well as cash value life insurance, which is a whole other radio show.
Oh yeah.
But we can talk about that sometime. But the Roth is a wonderful thing, and it's a shame that not as many people take advantage of it as they should. And I think it's because there's a big misunderstanding as to how they actually work.
Sure. I completely agree. 833-856-1384. We were talking about taxes on our income, and, you know, sad but true, you mentioned this earlier, that Social Security is, in fact, taxed. And it, depending on what your income is, and in the case of Social Security, it's your provisional income. I mean, your Social Security can be taxed upwards of 85%. But if that income is tax-free, nope, not a problem.
That's right. Yeah, the IRS taxes between 0 and 85% of your Social Security based on what your provisional income is. And just having a Roth within your portfolio to draw from can actually alleviate some of that. So if you are drawing income from a Roth, not taxed. So therefore, it's not going to necessarily push you up into the you can go from the 85% to the 50% with Social Security. And we've helped folks do that in the past.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, and I mean, this is all things that you are, it's all part of an overall conversation that you have with all of the folks that you work with, and to try to just see what makes the most sense.
That's right. You know, every case is different. Everyone's situation is different. You know, a common question we have when people will come in and says, how much do I need to retire? There's no one answer to that. It all depends upon what your situation is. But it's important to have a formal plan built. Now, this plan that we build for folks is organic, meaning it will change as time goes on. You know, sometimes people inherit money. Oftentimes there's a death in the family, one of the spouses, and therefore the plan needs to be changed. But if provisions have been built into that plan, taking into account a down market, taking into account the death of a spouse, well, then we've already got a contingency plan built into that plan. So it's all about having the right plan built with some pairs of eyes on it at all times.
Absolutely. And so one of the other really nice things about Roths is the lack of an RMD, the lack of that required minimum distribution. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, again, back to the folks with some decent assets.
Yeah.
Oftentimes people don't want to pull from their qualified accounts. You know, they have 401ks or IRAs or even, IRAs in the form of annuities, and they don't want to have to take, the required minimum distribution, which for many folks now is at age 73. Mm-hmm. Way to avoid that, unless the dollars have been converted to a Roth, unless there was a serious contribution to Roth over the past years, because you don't have the obligation of taking a required minimum distribution from a Roth, which is wonderful. Therefore, that's why people will oftentimes, do that so that they can leave these dollars to their children.
Right. Absolutely. 833-856-1384 is the number, folks. Go ahead and make that call and, have the conversation. Let's see. I guess what the Roth does and the Roth IRA, let's talk about the Roth 401k, which is a relatively new addition to the Roth family.
The 401k within a Roth, that gives you the option to leave the money in your Roth IRA to build your inheritance on a tax basis. Once you've passed, beneficiaries other than your spouse will probably have to withdraw the funds within 10 years. But those withdrawals should be tax-free.
Right. All right. I like the sound of that. And let's see. Well, again, just options and part of the overall conversation. Are you doing a lot of Roth conversions right now? Is that sort of front of mind for a lot of people?
I wouldn't say it's the point where we're doing a lot of them. I mean, maybe like one out of 10 clients that we have coming in. Some people are coming in with Roth, which is nice because more and more companies are incorporating Roth into their 401k or Roth option. So when we meet people 5 to 10 years out and they have a 401k and they're making the regular contributions, we're saying, gosh, you have an option right here to start contributing to the Roth portion. So go ahead and do that. So it's those folks that are typically coming in that in which we're incorporating. But I'd say 1 out of 10.
1 out of 10. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, but at least you're having a conversation, right?
We're having a conversation with everybody.
833-856-1384. Tell you what, Peter, let's take a quick break. Come on back and continue our conversation right here on Financial Safari.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening coming to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, you want to take advantage of this? It's complimentary. Give us a call right now, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Time once again for questions from listeners. That and more as when we'll be right back.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Financial Safari, and I'm consumer advocate Steve Sadov. Joining us today, as always, Peter Hansen. Peter's been helping folks for more than 20 years getting into retirement, and that really is one of the things I really admire about you guys, and particularly Northern Alliance Financial, is that your commitment to education. And we've talked about it a couple different times today about how financial literacy is so important, and you really are doing your part to try to make that happen.
Yeah, without a doubt. From our workshops that we're running constantly to our TV show that we have every Saturday and Sunday on ABC, NBC, CBS, to this show, the radio show. It's important that people have an understanding of as far as their options. In other words, the difference between a fiduciary and other types of advisors, but it's also important to know that we want them to understand what we're making recommendations on so that they know why these things are being put into place. So, yeah, it's also a way, of course, we garner clients. But, you know, 50% of our clients, you know, the last couple of years have been coming in from referrals. So that kind of says that we're on the right track of doing the right thing. But education is key. Before ever coming on this team, you know, when Kevin started this, his first questions was, how do you feel about educating clients? In which cases, sometimes, you know, they may not need our help. Well, that's what it's all about. You know, we only want to help those we can, but we want to make sure they understand why we're making the suggestions that we are. It's all about financial education. There's a lack of financial education out there.
Sure. Well, and again, like I said, you guys are doing your part to try to at least begin to exacerbate that problem, right? Get rid of it.
Well, I don't know if we can eliminate it, but we're certainly here for it.
Yeah, you know? Right. Exactly. All right. So let's jump into some questions here while we've got time. Felix is up first. He's in South Portland. He says, I'm 64, getting ready to retire in 1 year. I owe approximately $165,000 on my house with no other debt. I have close to $850,000 in retirement savings, $2,200 a month from a pension, about $2,300 from Social Security benefits, $300 a month from my ex-wife's pension, and I also drive Uber for approximately $1,500 a month. Does it make sense to pay off my house at the time I retire? He's got a lot going on there.
He's got a lot going on. That was a lot of information. And fortunately, we hear this question a lot. You know, does it make sense to pay off my mortgage? I mean, my first question is, well, what is the rate on your mortgage? Because that's a subjective, you know, question and as well as answer. You know, the first thing we think of if it makes sense to pay off your mortgage is, you know, we take into account your age, your comfort level with debt, the size of your mortgage. And, you know, what do you have for a nest egg? It sounds like he's got a pretty big nest egg. It would all kind of depend. What we wouldn't want to do is, let's say that the market's performing very well. So his large account was $800,000. Let's say that's earning 6 to 8% in the market. And he's thinking of pulling, you know, however much to put $160,000 off to pay his debt. Well, what if his rate on his debt is only, you know, 2.25%? Mm-hmm. Well, we wouldn't want to pull from an account that's earning 6 to 8% to pay off a 2.25% mortgage. So sometimes it makes sense to carry that into retirement.
Right.
I would say maybe it makes sense to use some of the Uber money to go ahead and start making extra payments on it. You can certainly do that, but that's almost like free money now with the rates the way they are right now. Mm-hmm. If he's got a low mortgage rate, I would say it doesn't. I don't know. We'd have to look at a larger picture, but right now it doesn't sound like it makes sense given what rates are.
All right, fair enough. 833-856-1384 is the number, Felix, if you'd like to have a chance to sit down with Peter. All right, George has a question in Sanford. He says, I have a pension that kicks in at 57. I'm 55 now. I also have a 457 deferred compensation plan I contribute to. My question is, would it be a good idea to contribute to a Roth IRA as well? Having tax-free money later on sounds like a good idea. I mean, it sure does.
I think he's on the right track. Yes, I would give the answer. It sounds like a good idea. With a 457, you can max it out and still make full contributions to a Roth. Of course, within the income guidelines, it depends on, how much he makes.
Sure.
But yes, having that flexibility of Roth is always important. Hopefully he listened to the last segment.
Yeah, I hope so too. George, give us a call, 833-856-1384. And George, if you missed it, we did a whole segment on Roth and Roth conversions. You can find it on the podcast, which is found on your website. It's nafinancialadvisors.com. But I know you can also find Financial Safari on Apple and Google, Spotify, you name it, you can find the podcast. And I would say go ahead and subscribe to it. We'll send it to you every week. How's that?
That's great.
All right. Let's see. George, yes. Eleanor has a question. She is in Kennebunkport. She says, my husband and I bought rental property in a resort area on a short sale back in 2008 for $200,000. It can sell now for $950,000. Now, my husband's in his late 60s, and he wants to retire. After following the show for some time now, I think we should sell it and invest the proceeds into an annuity so that we can use the interest to help fund our retirement. Good idea or bad idea?
They have been listening to the show because I know we talk about annuities quite
yes,
a bit.
Do.
let's see. Well, there's one thing I'd like to take into account, and first is, if you have experienced a large gain in the price of the rental property where you can sell it for larger of a gain, and with the market the way it's been in the last year, and the reason I'm bringing this is because I had the situation, we were able to do some tax loss harvesting.
Aha.
So even though their accounts had been down with a previous advisor, they came in, but they had a rental property in which it wasn't a $700,000 gain. It was a $200,000 gain on the property, which they had to take into account capital gains. But anyway, we were able to get in front of an accountant that we partner with, and they were actually able to absorb some of those losses that they had and compensate for some of the gains that they received on the income property. So it's called tax loss harvesting. And then, yes, after doing so, they took the proceeds from the sale of the home and actually put it into what's called a fixed index annuity and created an income stream for the rest of their life. So this is a great idea.
Okay. All right.
Let's take everything into account.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so the one thing that occurred to me was all my eggs in one basket. I mean, that seems maybe valid here.
Yeah. I don't know that I would put all of that into an annuity, but certainly a portion of it. Yes. Right.
Okay.
Good point.
Yeah.
I believe that it doesn't make sense to have everything in one place. So that would be an awful lot to put into one vehicle, correct?
833-856-1384. Eleanor, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. All right, on we go. Josephine is in Bangor. She is wondering. She says, I want to start taking my Social Security benefits at 63, the estimated monthly benefit, $2,300 per month. Now, if I stop working next year at 60, but still take my benefits at 63, would I still receive that $2,300 or would it be reduced? In other words, is Social Security contingent on you working up until the point of you apply for benefits?
Well, my understanding of Social Security is that it's the average of the highest 35 years.
Right.
It's what they want to look at. So I don't believe that would be a significant factor. I mean, if she waits two more years, hopefully we'll have another cost of living adjustment, and that 23 would be a little bit higher. But no, it's not contingent upon when you stop. It depends on the highest 35 years of your working years.
Right. So, I mean, the fact that she might have zero for the last couple of years, that's not going to impact anything.
That's not going to negative. Right. It won't negatively impact it. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. 833-856-1384. Let's see. We got time for another one here. Let's go to Robert in Elford. Robert says, I inherited a small IRA when my mom died. Is there any way to avoid income taxes? I don't need the income at this time and can keep it in an IRA. Well, I think he's got some interesting things going on there.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, you would have been able to do what's called a stretch IRA and kind of stretch that out over your lifetime. They've since changed that, where now typically when you inherit an IRA and it's from mom, not a spouse, you have 10 years to have that withdrawn. But it doesn't mean that you have to start taking all the money right away. What you wouldn't want to do is take it all out right away. But you've got 10 years to do so. And we've had the situation before where towards the end of the 10 years, somebody had an income stream that they had some flexibility with from an annuity. They were able to turn off the income stream from that annuity and then actually take the full distribution that year from that IRA. And actually still stay within the same tax bracket. So you have a little bit of flexibility, but more importantly, I don't think you can avoid taxes.
Sure. Well, I mean, again, that's the whole thing here. But he's, you know, he said it was a small IRA. So, you know, it's the kind of thing where it's nice to have, you know, no matter what the situation is, right?
Yeah, it's great to have, but you can't avoid the taxes. But you have a little bit of flexibility as to when you actually start withdrawing that.
All right. Robert, 833-856-1384. All right, we're going to wrap things up, Peter. Let's go ahead and take one more break and invite folks to call.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great, Peter. Folks, this is a great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, get a financial roadmap put together. They're there for you, taking things that are complicated, turning it into something that really just makes sense. It's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And if you're listening right now, give us a call, 833-856-1384. You'll get that comprehensive financial review that was just described, plus all the extras, the Social Security analysis, the portfolio X-ray, all of that included, no cost, no obligation. And most importantly, you walk out the door with a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. Make that call today while you're thinking about it. 833-856-1384. Well, Peter, as always, a pleasure to chat with you and certainly get your insight. It's always very fun and interesting.
Thanks for having me, Steve. This has been a lot of fun. I like the idea of the family feud on the first segment. That made it interesting and made it comfortable. So see you in, I believe, about another 3 weeks.
All right. We'll see you then. We want to thank everybody for listening. We really do appreciate it. And we're going to come back next week. New topics and questions and more right here on Financial Safari.
Investment advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.